I'm Mia, and this is Aftermarket, a podcast from Bray. And I'm Milo. The small cap rally just hit a milestone we haven't seen in decades. Diesel is back above $5 a gallon as Iran tensions shake fuel markets, and the Fed is leaning hawkish while housing sputters. Let's get into it. The Russell 20 Small Cap Index is up almost 20% this year. B. That's the index's best first half since 1991. A. And investing experts are telling investors this is not a junk rally. B. That distinction matters. Usually when small caps rip this hard, you see a lot of speculative, unprofitable names leading the charge. A. Right. The argument here is that this move is built on something more durable. Domestic, economically sensitive companies are catching a bid. B. And the experts say the rally can keep running. So the question for equity investors is whether this signals a broader rotation into names that do well when the U.S. economy is humming. Let's shift to energy markets. U.S. diesel prices have climbed back above $5 a gallon. B. Up 33% since the start of the Iran conflict. A. Two big drivers, renewed fighting in the Persian Gulf and squeezed refinery capacity. B. The Strait of Hormuz remains a flashpoint. Iran has warned the U.S. about a red line and is pledging retaliation if President Trump follows through on threats to target Iranian infrastructure next week, unless negotiations resume. A. That supply-side pressure is already showing up in corporate outlooks. United Airlines topped earnings estimates across the board. Premium, corporate, basic economy tickets, both domestic and international trips. A. And yet the airline flagged $6 billion in added fuel costs. A. So you've got strong demand and strong revenue, but a huge cost headwind from diesel and jet fuel. That directly hits airlines, freight carriers, and industrial names tied to diesel inputs. Next, the Federal Reserve. Dallas Fed President Lori Logan said this week's good inflation news was not good enough and called for modestly higher interest rates. B. Meanwhile, new Fed Chair Kevin Warsh just wrapped 2 days of congressional testimony before the House and Senate. He avoided major stumbles. A. Banking Committee member Senator Rounds said he liked Warsh's tone in his first testimony as chairman. But Warsh now faces a rapid test of his commitment to price stability. B. And the housing market is already feeling the squeeze. Existing home sales are declining, and builder sentiment is dropping. A. So you have key central bank voices signaling a bias toward tighter policy, a new chair who has to prove his inflation-fighting credentials, and a rate-sensitive sector that's already buckling.
Turning to healthcare, UnitedHealth blew past earnings estimates and raised its full-year outlook. A. The company is working to stabilize margins by shrinking membership and exiting unprofitable contracts. And it's pouring $1.5 billion into AI-driven cost controls. B. Separately, Eli Lilly is making a big bet on mental health. The company agreed to buy psychedelics maker Atai Beckley for $2.8 billion. A. The deal gives Lilly access to experimental treatments based on DMT and MDMA. B. So you have UnitedHealth showing how cost discipline and AI can reshape margin profiles, while Lilly signals growing pharmaceutical interest in therapies that are still gaining mainstream traction.
Finally, a look at the consumer. Lower gas prices had been a bright spot for households struggling with higher living costs. B. But now they are creeping higher again, according to the New York Times. That inflation respite is starting to fade. A. At the same time, the U.S. grocery slowdown is deepening. New data shows sales declining as shoppers buy fewer items. B. And that's forcing grocers and brands to compete harder on price and value. A. So the picture for consumers is mixed. Some inflation relief is still flowing through, but rising fuel costs and cautious grocery spending tell a different story. For investors, those cross-currents matter for both consumer discretionary and staples stocks. That's Aftermarket for today. I'm Mia. And I'm Milo. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.